Bobby and Bernie, they'd not known each other till the day that fate played its hand. Gentile and Jew, they were soon to discover a future they'd not understand. Bernie played saxophone, Ruby just danced. She'd smile and she'd laugh and she'd sway. But when their eyes met, they were instantly lovers, but never to go all the way. You see, night after night, they would weep in the shadows of the Temple Bethel's mighty stone. Gentile and Jew, they held tight to each other, knowing they'd have to leave it alone. So prayers left unanswered, and hearts left broken, they parted and traveled so far. Ruby was married, had three lovely children, and Bernie was swept off to war. Fifty years later, their spouses had passed, and they came back to where they had grown. With parents now memories, their children on their ways, leaving Ruby and Bernie alone. And on a warm summer Sunday, our Ruby stood waiting on the corner of Second and Dell, when a bearded old fella in a ball cap and sandals asked, "Does this bus stop at Bethel?" Ruby turned slowly and spoke in a whisper, "Oh God, what cannot be true? I once fell in love with the saxophone player. Please God, tell me, Bernie, it's you." So the story goes on, and they live there together, still in love with each other all the while. See, once in a blue moon, when the stars all align, the gods that we pray to still smile.